Cotton demand has experienced a strong recovery following the emergence of the COVID-19 pandemic. However, economic analysts often underestimate the complexity of the global textile supply chain. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us to outline issues cotton merchants continue to face despite the recovery in demand.
Many analysts underestimate the complexity of textile supply chains. The process of changing where products are sourced from takes time. Many do not understand or appreciate the lead time of the demand for raw fiber relative to the final end product being on the shelves for consumers. Current demand decisions are being made in order to supply products to consumers in the first half of 2022. The increased cost and shipping delays are being felt throughout the supply chain. Merchandisers are struggling with scheduling issues, container availability, and securing space on ships. Merchandisers provide benefits and services to all supply chain participants. So traditionally, growers desire to market their entire crop consisting of a wide variety of qualities at one time at the highest price possible, receiving payment in full. Conversely, mills and manufacturers desire to purchase at the lowest possible price as they consume throughout the year in very specific quality specifications, paying as they go. So neither party traditionally manages the delivery logistics. The merchandiser's role is to harmonize the needs of the producers and consumers and assume their price risk and other risks. Merchandisers effectively bridge the gap between timing mismatches of supply and demand fundamentals in the global marketplace. So as these additional costs come into the system, those new costs push down the price received for farmers and increase the price paid by mills. The additional costs and delays make it more difficult for merchants to manage the risk associated with marketing and delivering cotton.